Welcome to Diversity.
WJTL, that's Toby Mack with Catch a Fire. Hey, good morning to you. Happy Thursday, it's 7:22.
Good morning, this is Intern Brooke. Today, sunny, high 77. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 51. Friday, partly sunny, high 74. Saturday, clouds and showers, high near 70. And Sunday, partly sunny, high 66. Right now, it's 51.
This morning, our very special guest, Rob Weatherholtz, is the associate pastor with Jesus Advantage and Breakout Ministries. They're there in Leola. It's great to have him back. We're not going to bore you with all the talk that we're talking about, all of our high school friends and all the people we grew up with and
every
where
time,
they're
every
at.
Every time I come in here, it's like a walk down memory lane.
I know. It's so great to catch up with you. But what I would love for you to share is your life verse with us, Rob.
Okay. My life verse would be Galatians 5:1. It's for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, do not again be entangled by a yoke of slavery.
And share why that is your life verse and why that's so special to you.
Why that is my life verse is because, number one, I'm in transformational ministry, but number two, it's near and dear to me because I came out of addiction many years ago.
Yeah.
And, I know what that struggle is like. And I had tried just about everything and nothing seemed to work. Secular recovery groups and AA and all that stuff. I'm not saying that it doesn't work for some people, but it didn't work for me.
Right.
But when I met Jesus Christ, it was a game changer.
Yeah.
And it was for freedom. Christ set me free. So, yeah, there you have it.
Love that. And that's the ministry you're doing today. You're pastoring with Jesus Advantage. Give us a quick rundown on what's happening there.
Okay, at Jesus Advantage, we minister to a lot of the recovering community, and we have not just the Potter's House, but there's a lot of other ministries that send their people to us as well. So, I mean, we're growing into 35 to 50 people a week, and we started out with like 8, 10 maybe, and in 4 years' time, this thing's growing, it's taken off, so we're really happy about that.
You meet every Saturday night there in
Leola? Saturday night at 6 p.m. From 6 to 8 p.m. There's a meal. First of all, we have a good
love
meal,
that,
and then we go into ministry, a message, time of care and share, where the crowd actually gets to participate, and then we have a time of prayer and bringing it to Jesus. Yeah.
And you're a part of Breakout Ministries, and I understand that they're going to be heading to Uganda this summer. Tell us about that.
Yes, Ron and Mary Book, the senior pastors at Breakout Ministries, they just have started. Uganda, oh man, Uganda is on fire. I mean, really on fire. They started, forgive me if I'm wrong, Ron and Mary, but I think it's about 10 years ago, they started Breakout Schools of Ministry in Uganda. And they have, to date, they have five Breakout Schools of Ministry. They were set up to teach, train, and equip leaders for ministry who cannot afford continual education. So this year alone, they will be graduating 550 leaders in Uganda.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
So when's the team going to Uganda this year?
They're going in early June, and they will be going there for 2 weeks. They're also going to be having a women's conference over there, a women's conference of the Anglican leaders. There's going to be like 200 Anglican leaders there. It's all about unlocking your potential in ministry. And there's going to be Pentecostal leaders teaching it and training them in the gospel and the teaching of spiritual boot camp for overcomers. And it is all about tearing down strongholds and establishing biblical scriptural truth in your life so you can walk in freedom.
And going back to your life for setting the captive free, which
amen.
I think is
amen.
Awesome. Are you looking for folks to go along? Or are you looking for listeners to support what Breakout is doing? What are you looking for as far as that goes?
If you're really interested in going along, you get a hold of Ron and Mary on www.breakoutministries.org, and they'd be glad to talk to you about getting going. But yeah, we're definitely looking for support for that Uganda trip because there's an explosion going on over there in the Anglican community. There's so many people coming to Jesus, so many people getting set free. From what I hear, I really should go.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And shout out to Terry Stern, who I know is a part of that team. And
Terry's
she's
awesome.
Been volunteering here for many years, and we love her.
Yeah,
so
Terry's awesome.
That's awesome.
I want to say hello to my whole family at Breakout Ministries. Y'all are awesome.
Yeah, check it out online, breakoutministries.org. They're going to Uganda this June. You can find out how you could be involved either by supporting, praying, or maybe even going along. And Saturday night's Breakout Ministries, Jesus Advantage, you want to check that out too.
Yeah, there's one other thing that's going on. We're having a chicken barbecue fundraiser for on May 10th to support the Uganda ministry or the Uganda mission. It's from 10 to 4 p.m. at Leola United Methodist Church at 7 West Main Street, Leola, PA. And come on out and get some finger-licking good chicken.
Awesome. Check it out, breakoutministries.org. Rob, always great to catch up with you. Always great to see you.
Thank you so much.
Back to the music we go. Brandon Lake, this is Hard Fought Hallelujah on WJTL. Good morning.